That is not a problem in our high school gymnasiums. And so I really looked at the problems that the governor identified and why she recommended these. So if it's not changing who's playing in girls' sports, what is it doing? Well, I kind of got down to brass tacks that it was going to create a fair amount of bureaucratic headaches for our school administrators and for our colleges. It includes some litigation traps. And what I mean by that is that it creates avenues for people, in some cases these out-of-state groups, to come in and sue our school districts and sue our taxpayers, essentially. And so basically, the more I learned, the less I liked on this topic. Again, the core tenet of one is I agree with, but this particular mechanism to me wasn't common sense, and it's not the conservative way of going about these things. I think that there are better avenues to make sure that our South Dakota system that we've got right now stays in place, stays strong, and keeps reflecting the values and priorities of people in our state.